I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
For me, manifesting is not about attracting what you want. Manifesting is an awareness and an understanding that you attract what you are.
It's like it's something that I've always known, that we become what we think about. And if you change the way you think about things, you change the world that you live in.
I'd like to offer here to you something that may change the way you look at things completely. Everything in this universe was intended here, including you, including every mosquito and every palm tree and every avocado. All of the Rocky Mountains and the oceans, that everything that shows up in the material world emanates from a source. And this source can be thought of as that which intends things into the material world. And the question here today isn't whether or not you are going to be connected to it, because you couldn't be listening to this program. You couldn't be processing what I'm saying here if you weren't connected to this field. This field beats your heart.
You have to sort of reprogram your subconscious mind. Your subconscious mind is the mind that is doing virtually everything that you do. It's the mind that got you here into this room, that put your mat down, that got you dressed this morning, that get your breakfast. When you get in the car, you don't think about, oh, how do I start this thing, and how do I got to make a right turn here. Do I slow down? Do I not? You all programmed your subconscious mind to do all of these things on automatic. And according to my friend Bruce Lipton, about 96 or 97% of what we do all day long, every day of our lives, 24/7, is done by our subconscious mind. So we have been programmed to believe in our ordinariness.
You know, I can attract anything I want into my life. You know, I am in charge of my life. I can create health and happiness and being positive. I just remind myself of that over and over and over again until it just becomes a way of being. Because an affirmation is just sort of a beginning step. It's a way of allowing yourself to retrain your mind to create the habit. The habit that we have that things aren't going to work out and things are terrible and I can't.
That's like old programming.
Overcome. Yes,
correct?
It's always just habitual thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, and one of the great poets, Wordsworth, said that habits rule the unreflecting herd. You know, it's like you become part of the herd that doesn't reflect, and you want to change those habits.
The more you're in harmony with this field of intention, the more you are able to do all that this field of intention is able to do. You are able to create miracles. You are able to heal yourself. You are able to attract into your life the abundance that has been missing. You are able to find the right people and have them show up exactly on time. Because that's how the universal source from which all things and all people originated, that's how it works. When you surrender to this, when you begin to allow this force in the universe to work through you, you begin to realize that everything that shows up here in this world shows up from a source, from a place, from an energy, from a field, whatever you want to call it, and that we and these sort of piddly little egos of ours that believe that we're so important, and whether I get it done right or whether I don't, or whether I get it done on time, or whether he does it or she does it or whatever, all of these details become almost something that occupied too much of the energy of our lives. And when you learn to surrender and to let go and to realize that intention isn't necessarily something that I do, but something that I connect to.
You must be able to feel it, because every time that you feel something within your body, you give a instruction to your subconscious mind. And your subconscious mind is the part of you where you do all of your living. You want to redo your subconscious mind.
And every thought that you have that says I can't do it is resistance to connecting to source. And every thought that you have that says it's never worked before, that's resistance to connecting to this source, to what is being, what I call vibrating through source energy, getting back to you, having your desires, what you want to create in vibrational harmony with this highest energy in the universe.
And then I begin to visualize it, and I begin to use my imagination, because everything that we see around us, everything in this world, was once imagined. Everything. You know, that camera that is there, the clothes that you're wearing, the chairs that we're sitting on, everything once had to be imagined. If you get that, I mean, Einstein's famous observation was that, you know, imagination is more important than knowledge. If you can learn how important your imagination is, and that's where your spirit is, in that place, and then once you go to that place, in what it is you'd like to attract into your life, you're coming from a spiritual place, absolutely nothing is impossible.
How would you define spirituality?
I think it's, again, Einstein was one of my heroes, and you know, they ask him about quantum physics and all of these technical questions, and I remember him saying, he said, they're just details. He said, I'd like to really learn to think like God thinks.
And so we start to believe that I am what I do, and I am what I have, and I am separate from everybody else, and I am my reputation, and I'm separate from what is missing in my life. But this field from which all things originate, if it's everywhere, it's got to be in you. And if it's everywhere and it has to be in you, it has to also be in everything that you perceive to be missing from your life. It has to be in that too, because there's no place that it's not. And if there's no place that it's not, you literally are already connected to everything that you would like to attract into your life. What keeps you from doing it is your belief that you're separate from your source. We want to reconnect to this source.
I'm going to give you guys such a gift. Tonight and every night for the rest of your life, I want you to take the last 5 minutes before you go off to sleep and realize that you are about to program your subconscious mind. All right? Your subconscious mind is most at home when you are unconscious, when you are asleep. If you spend the last 5 minutes of your day, which so many people do, reviewing all of the things that you don't like, and all the things that didn't work out, and how terrible you feel, and who abused you, and who was mean to you, and who said this, and they did this, and you're constantly doing this kind of thing with your mind, then you are programming your subconscious mind that when you awaken, because you're now about to marinate for the next 8 hours in your subconscious mind. And then when you awaken, you will rejoin the universal subconscious mind, the mind of God, from which we all originate. We're all just individualized personal expressions.
In the universe, there is an unmeasurable, indescribable force which those who live of the source, and of the source means sorcerer. Now, not sorcerer in the word, when we think of sorcerer, we think of witches and incantations and all kinds of hocus pocus and so on. That's not what the word sorcerer means. It means of the source, those who live of the source. In the universe, there is an unmeasurable and indescribable force which those who live of the source call intention. And that absolutely everything that exists in the entire cosmos is attached to intent by a connecting link. The sorcerers are not only concerned with understanding and explaining that connecting link, but they are especially concerned with cleansing it of the numbing effects brought about by all of the concerns of living at ordinary levels of consciousness.
Motiversity fans, brace yourself for the ultimate VIP treatment. Become a Motiversity YouTube member today and unlock mind-blowing perks, exclusive merch shop discounts, personalized badges to showcase your Motiversity pride, and a backstage pass to members-only content that'll fire up your motivation like never before. You'll have the ability to download links to all of our videos, yours to keep anytime, anywhere. Ready to level up your Motiversity experience? Click the link in the description to join the Elite Squad now. Motiversity YouTube memberships, where motivation meets VIP status.